Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. There are times in my life, in your life, when we are faced with the overwhelming. And usually it's completely unexpected. And at that moment, it takes everything inside of us, every ounce of strength, just to hang on. Well, you know, that's what's facing God's people at Rephidim. Rephidim means resting place or place of rest, and they're unexpectedly attacked by the Amalekites. Now, I say unexpectedly because God is not caught off guard. God is never on the throne working on plan B. But for the people, this had to be unexpected. See, God brought them out of bondage while demonstrating his great power, and he brought them out with great wealth and blessings. Then he took them through the Red Sea on dry land and gave them an incredible victory. He's provided water for them in the dry places, provided food every day. He's met their every need. He's given them the victories. God has done all the work up until this point. And he brought them to a place of rest. And now they're intact. So for the people, this had to be unexpected. You know, there are times when we're facing the overwhelming, we're like, God, what in the world is going on? And, you know, things are changing. See, up until this point, God did give them the victory every time. God did everything. They called upon him, and God is the one that did all the work. But now then, things are changing, and God is expecting them to be active participants in his work. See, he's still taking them forward to their inheritance. But this is part of the training. For you and I, when we're facing the overwhelming, remember, God is not caught off guard. He's not working on a plan B. And we can ask, why, Lord? But from my experience, it just is frustrating. But in the process, God is allowing this because he wants you and I to grow, to mature, to gain strength, to give us the ability to ultimately receive that amazing inheritance he's got for us. See, when we're facing the overwhelming, God wants us to be active participants in his victory. He still does the work, but he wants us to participate. So what happened? Moses went to the top of the hill. And as long as he held his arms up with a rod, they were victorious. But when he began to tire and to waver, they began to lose. See, some battles aren't over instantly. They require stamina on our part. But when we begin to tire and we begin to waver, we begin to lose. So let's learn. Let's take an example from Moses. When you're facing the overwhelming, what did Moses do? He took Aaron and Hur with him to the top of the hill. And when they recognized he was running out of strength, they provided a place for him to rest, and they held his arms up for him. And God brought about a great victory. See, take a note from Moses. When you're facing the overwhelming, bring those people with you who can help you rest, allow you to rest, and will hold your arms up for you. Now, sometimes this is not going to be who you expect it to be. See, some of our friends just don't have the ability to stand. Some of our friends, as much as they love us, will struggle to understand what's going on. Some friends will be like Job's, who are struggling to figure out, did you do something wrong that brought this on you? Now, still love those people. But recognize who's the Aaron and the Hur in your life. When you're facing the overwhelming, won't question why it's happening, because that'll just make you crazy. But we'll say, no matter what, I'm with you to the end. You know, as we've faced challenges, I've had people say, doesn't matter what people say, we don't believe it, we're with you. We've had friends who've literally said, no matter what, I'm with you to the end. Surround yourself with your Aaron and Hur, the ones who will recognize you're running out of strength, the ones that will give you a place to rest, and they will hold your arms up for you. See, remember, God wants us to be participants in the victory. This is part of His process of maturing us, giving us the strength and the ability to receive the inheritance He has. But it doesn't mean we're perfect. But it does mean there are times when the challenges come, when the overwhelming is facing us, that we need those who will help us stand strong. So recognize who those people are. Surround yourself with them, just like Moses had Aaron and Hur. In the end, through their combined strength, God brought about a great victory. And God will do the same for you and I. And in the end, we'll be able to say like Moses said, God is my banner. This has been Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden. Thank you.